Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and tonight is episode number 121, Tuesday Talk. Spell idea, blood trail. Before I dig into today's topic, I have a couple of call-ins. First up is Arfed, aka Darren Green, with a comment on episode 119 about magical complications.
Arfed here, just calling in about the magic going wrong episode. When I was last GMing, I was running a sort of my own version of ICRPG, and I wanted the magic users to be sort of fun and get involved more, so I allowed them to use as much magic as they wanted so they could keep casting spells. But the more they cast, the more likely that the spell would backfire. So when they were rolling a d20, if they were getting ones and twos at the start, it would backfire. And as they cast more spells, it would get more likely, so going up to three, four, five. And then that would reset at the end of the day. What I used to do is they'd either forget the spell, so they couldn't cast it anymore. It would backfire or blow up in a certain radius, or just reverse a spell, so instead of doing damage to someone else, it did it to themselves.
Thanks for the call, Arfed. I've not played ICRPG, but I like some of the ideas in it, and I like your use of, I guess you'd call it a danger die mechanic, where the chance of disaster goes up the more you encounter the use of magic. Next, Vance Atkins calls in about episode 120, where I talk about my cultural idea, putting the dead to work.
Hey Larry, this is Vance Atkins calling in from Anchor and MeWe. On your last episode on the use of undead for labor, check out a webcomic called Unsounded. They call plods or zombies as labor is a kind of an ongoing subplot in there, as well as the main character being a reanimated mage of some sort. So that's could be useful. And then secondly, on the resource of, you know, making your dead go away, also refer to like the Plains Indian, and then there are certain sects of Hindus in India that put their dead up on towers to be picked clean by scavengers. There's something for a little bit of color as well. Take care, man. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Vance. I read what some might consider too many webcomics. This comic you mentioned, Unsounded, is very well drawn. I haven't read it yet. My problem with webcomics when I discover them is I tend to binge until I get caught up, and then I'm stuck waiting for the next one to come out. So I'll try to ration myself. The term for what Vance is referring to for an elevated platform of either wood or stone to place the dead to be consumed by the elements and scavengers is called sky burial, and it's practiced by some Native American tribes, and as he indicated, also in parts of Asia. And I didn't go into detail and explain it very well, but in my imagination, the resources and space for dealing with the dead is limited, but that is a interesting cultural concept, and I've got an article. I'll have to find out the article. I thought I delved into lots of different kinds of burial practice, probably something I could make another PDF out of, but it is something to think about. On that same topic over on Reddit, I had multiple people comment on this topic, and it really seemed to draw some interest. And multiple people indicated that there's a mini setting called Woodfall by Lazy Lich that already did this idea. The description on it on DriveThruRPG doesn't mention that, but I'd not heard of Woodfall before it was pointed out to me. And it's a Best Electrum seller, and it's not just a couple of bucks for the PDF, not a lot of money, but I'm trying to keep my expenses down as I'm working on funding the art part of my project prior to the Kickstarter for my card game. So I'll put that on my someday maybe list. And somebody else on Reddit pointed out that Goblin Punch covered this topic on his blog, but it's a different twist. The city is only occupied by the dead due to some ancient cataclysm. And it covers some interesting concepts, a couple of that I mentioned. And the blog post on Goblin Punch is from February of 2019, and Woodfall was published in December of 2018, both fairly new. I was kind of busy with work, and I took a few weeks personal time away from podcasting in December, and so that's probably why it fell under my radar. I'll have to read that article by Goblin Punch in more depth when I'm not scrabbling with some other things, and I'll definitely keep that Woodfall in mind. I thank everybody for commenting on my posts and commenting on the podcast. Keep the calls coming. So now, on to my idea for today. I have a spell idea called Blood Trail. If you need a spell to let the big bad evil wizard track the party, here's one way to do it that doesn't require a crystal ball or other scrying device, and it doesn't require summoning a dangerous creature and risking it attacking the summoner. It allows you to send a powerful ally or minion after the party, or you could go yourself. And as I've already said, the name of the spell is Blood Trail, and here's its effect. Allows the caster or other recipient of the spell to track anyone to a point where they spill blood. It can be cast on a hired bounty hunter, killer, or assassin, or a monstrous creature, either one summoned and bound to service, or an ally of the caster. Perhaps the creature is now an ally of convenience with the caster, as the party or other target has plundered both of them. Undead can also be the spell recipient. The recipient of the spell can see or know who was at a site of a fight or battle, and distinguish which side of a fight each participant belonged. Commands such as find and kill the minions who were defeated and ran, then bring me the heads of those who defeated them. Or find the winners of this fight and keep tabs on them and report back to me. Or befriend them and betray them to another. Or retrieve what was stolen from me. Do not let them live so they can't follow you. And the duration. Until the command related to the tracking is satisfied, either by the letter or the spirit of the command, as best fits the mood and personality of the recipient, or until dispelled. And while dispel magic will remove the magical ability to track the party, the creature may have other reasons to continue their pursuit. At higher levels, improved blood trail. The recipient knows the location of the next fight the party will have. They may warn the opponents of the party and even help them set an ambush, or they could wait until the party has fought the other group and strike while they are weakened. Superior blood trail. The recipient can teleport to an advantageous position to observe the next fight and either follow more closely or attack when most advantageous. And here's a couple of notes for the game master. You could give the party hints that they feel like they're being followed, but never see anything. And when they defeat some other creature or group, such as a large predator that was clearly tracking them in the hunt, mention that they still feel like they're being followed. So that's a different twist. One might say, well, you could always use Invisible Stalker. Well, yes, but that takes a risk that the Invisible Stalker gets mad at the caster. This is a different thing. I mean, you could summon some creature, but that adds a bit of complication. So rather than a summoned monster, use something that is more trustworthy than something bound by a spell. And it's a way of injecting revenge from a powerful opponent or foe that was not completely dealt with. It could be that the death of a trusted lieutenant of the big bad evil wizard gets their attention, and so they wish to seek revenge for the loss of a trusted lieutenant that is difficult to replace. The party will wonder, why is this happening? So the use of the spell, obviously, you'd have to be careful with it, because if you slew the thing that was tracking you, you might be able to track it back to its master with some similar spell. It makes sense that the blood trail would be reversible, that anybody that used it against you, if you got in a fight with who they sent against you, you could cast the spell yourself. If that spell is available to the players, they may not know about this spell. It may be a custom spell that only the big bad evil guy has. Just some of the little twists and turns that my mind takes as ideas for filling out the game come to mind. And that's what I like about blogging and Anchor. It lets me get these ideas down so that I can come back to them later and do more with them. And even if I never get to use them in my own campaign, they're available for others that may find them useful. I hope you find this idea entertaining, and if you're able to use it in your game, I'd sure like to hear about it. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. Thank you all very much for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!